Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi. Thank you, Gloria. This is Robin Masevich with Flowers for You, also one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. I wanted to wish everybody a happy spring. It's the first
yeah.
show in the springtime here. Yeah, isn't that exciting? And we've got some of our regular diners here tonight. We also have a guest chef in the house. So, Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening, and are you enjoying spring?
I sure am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm doing
okay, can you tell everybody a little bit about you, just in case we've got some new
sure.
listeners tonight?
My name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school. I'm doing tattoos for a living up here in Seattle. I have a shop called Chromome. I've been a pro 15 years, and I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
Mm-hmm. Their physical art. Physical art. There we go. And Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well, and it sounds like you're doing great.
I am doing great. Thank you. Thank you for noticing. Last week we actually had some technical difficulties, so we apologize to anybody who tried to listen in. We weren't able to get things up and going with the show. But tonight we have Miss Carolyn Zeal back. She was a guest chef we had about two weeks ago on the show. And Carolyn, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back. I'm really well. Thank you.
Yeah,
nice
thank
to
you.
Here.
Want to give our anybody, just in case they're checking in for the first time and didn't get to hear our last show, can you give them a little bit of an update of who you are and why you're such a great guest chef?
My company is called Essential Selling, and I really help people build their businesses and reach out and build relationships, and that's all selling really is, heart-based, connected relationships to build business. It's really simple, sweet, and fun, like my cooking.
Oh, well, there you go. Sweet,
no, I'm
hungry. And fun. I know, huh? Yeah, we were kind of chatting before the show started, and, you know, here Gloria's had, like, chicken and rice, and I had pizza, and Miss Carolyn comes on, and she's all like, oh, I had stir fry, and we're
yeah.
like, okay, it's healthy. Here we go. What'd you have for dinner, Jamie?
A mountain of broccoli and potatoes and some roast pork tenderloin.
Oh,
very
okay. You did pretty well, too. Good
yeah.
job. Good job. Good job. Well, for anybody wanting to check out Carolyn Zeal, and Zeal is Z-I-E-L, you
mm-hmm.
can go to EssentialSelling.com. Mm-hmm. And be checking that out while we're online if you guys want to be going to that. We also, just a reminder to everybody, with the Blog Talk Radio switchboard, if you go to Blog Talk Radio with the Transformation Cafe, you can go ahead and get to the chat room. I am watching that with along with the switchboard. So go ahead and give us a call at 646-727-3206 or get into the chat room. And if you have any questions you want to give to Carolyn, it's a great opportunity to be talking a little bit about what she does. Carolyn's an executive, does executive coaching. She's an entrepreneurial coach, and she also does a lot of things with essential strategies for your sacred success. I really love how, Carolyn, you really come from a place of just really coming from your heart, coming with what you love and have a passion about, and have it be something you can bring into the world and make money at it. Hey, why not? I mean, that's part of the reason we're here, is to enjoy money, and all it is energy anyway, so why not spread it around and have it be good for everybody?
I hear you there. I think it is. I think it's a form of energy. I think it's a form of appreciation, and, you know, let's get into the juiciness of it. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. I had talked to Carolyn yesterday about, you know, hey, what should we talk about? And just with all the different issues that have been happening on the planet lately and just that level of just craziness, we have both been talking
no
about
doubt.
Beginner's mind. Yeah, no doubt. Beginner's mind, really coming from a place I know personally, you know, I get up every morning and meditate, look at the different things that some of the daily devotionals that I look at. And there seemed to be a running theme between the two that I was looking at the other day about coming from this place of stirred water. And the lesson there was that in coming from a place of when I look at something, if I'm stirring it up and I'm getting caught up in something that I feel like I have to be doing or changing, sometimes just a matter of getting really still and allowing that water of, you know, the waters to clear themselves so I can really have a calmness about myself and also be able to look deeper into the situations that are right there in front of me and be able to know that I've got a wider perspective than maybe I had thought possible. So I was going to invite Carolyn to kind of broaden that a little bit about that and how there's ways that she could be, how she helps her clients to be able to come from that perspective to be more effective in what they do for her sense and when she's coming from a coaching perspective. So take it away, Carolyn.
Thanks. You know, we talked a little bit about that, and for me it's always about going in and connecting, and as you were speaking, it reminded me of something. You know, my husband's big in scuba, and sometimes it's really rough on the top, especially maybe out here in the Caribbean, it's windy, and but when you dive down, there's no more seasickness, nothing. You're down, you're contained, you're in your own place, so to speak. And that's kind of what it's about, I think, for me and what I share with my clients. That's just that, you know, when we dive in and breathe and kind of get connected and let our breath take us into our heart, to our core, to our mission, and really get still, then we can get clarity and then we know what to do in that given moment. And I think in these times, I think people might need to do more of that, or you just might want to go scuba. you know, ironically enough, during 9/11, the day 9/11 happened, I had signed up for scuba lessons, and my husband and I were like, do I go, do I not go? I actually went, and it was so peaceful. We were just in the pool, but just to go underwater in the pool and breathe, it was probably the best thing I could have done for myself and peel away from the TV and do that. So there is something to that when we get silent, when we go inside. I think it's helpful.
Okay, and are there certain things that you really encourage people to get into that? Would that be like journaling or getting comfortable with meditation or movement?
You know, everybody's different, and so we have to find our own. For me, it's writing and poetry. For other people, it might be, you know, a lot of people enjoy collaging and journal, vision boarding. Yeah, people love
that. Is that like scrapbooking or is just your own doing a journal or doesn't that
I
be
think
written?
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's when people
collage stuff. Right?
Yeah, they get the big, they have a vision for themselves.
Right, okay, wow.
They cut out the pictures and put it on there, and, you know, some people paint. Some people, you know, just go for a run or get that energy moving through them so they can calm down. Mm. Other people meditate. I think it depends. And, you know, it could be just as simple as, you know, I've had days where I need to just get out and I'll run. I mean, I'm close to the beach, so I'll go to the beach. But maybe people just need to get out of the office, get out of their head, and go reconnect. Maybe to nature or whatever, because sometimes I think in order to move forward in business, we have to clear the slate. And ironically enough, sometimes that means stepping away from it because we get so wrapped up in what you were saying, in that crazy water spinning, you know, the whirlpool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that one thing I've really learned is I've been doing my flower business for over 30 years, and for the first 5 years, we didn't really take any time off, and then all of a sudden, we just decided that, okay, no, we didn't take any time off at all.
Right.
And so about 5 years into the business, we all looked at each other and said, well, we're gonna close for a week and have vacation.
Nice.
And it was a really hard decision, but yet what was really marvelous about that was is people would wait for us to come back so we could actually serve them. So depending on the situation with something, people were just saying, oh, I just waited until you came back.
Well,
so you
and
have a pretty loyal clientele, I mean, from that being
a
reputable
when
business.
When you do magnificent work and it's got all that loving energy behind it, people sense that and say, hey, I'm going to wait for you. You know.
Well, I think, too, that there's something really to that. When we, you know, whether you look at it from an energetic or vibrational point of view or you look at it from a really strictly old school point of view, you know, if someone shows up as a salesman or saleswoman or salesperson, and they start to sell to you and start to share what they're about and start to push, and they have that underlying, I got to make this sale, I'm so stressed out. I mean, you can call it vibrational energy or annoyance. Whatever it is, you don't want to buy from that person. But when someone shows up and they're really calm and cool and collected and patient and knowing their true core mission and their true inner, you know, speak, so to speak, and their message, they show up, they're much calmer. And whether you buy for them or not, you sure do like them, and you're bound to refer them to a friend rather than mm-hmm. someone else. You know, so I think mm-hmm. taking a vacation is one way, really nice, fun way to get to that place and kind of sharpen the saw, as my old boss used to say back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was actually Stephen Covey. I think wasn't that Covey?
I don't know. Yeah,
either Covey or maybe it was Zig Ziglar. Might have been a Zig Ziglar statement too. Who
yeah,
knows?
Maybe.
But either one of those
Zig
guys
Ziglar.
Is pretty marvelous with their ideas, huh?
He was like a famous. He's like
quite a name.
Yeah, he was like
a
famous
Zig Ziglar
sale
guy. He's quite the guy too.
Coach and trainer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, Zig Ziglar, actually I'd heard a really wonderful story about the mentor for Zig Ziglar. This guy's name was Anderson, and he was a pretty well-established businessman in Texas. And he really just came from that whole perspective of, you know, I know my value, which I really love. Actually, if you go on to essentialselling.com with Carolyn's website, she's got a really wonderful thing on here that goes perfectly with what we're talking about right here in the moment. She says, take a moment, think about what I'm sharing with you, what you have to offer as a human being, a lot. You have a lot to offer as a human being, and this intrinsic value enters the room before you do. I love that. Selling is about building relationships. You must have a strong relationship with yourself before creating one with anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just so perfect, yeah. And so this guy Anderson was the same thing. He really valued himself. He knew who he was as a person. And it wasn't necessarily about what he did. It was about how he understood about who he was as a person.
Right.
And being able to express that to people to where I feel good about myself and I want you to feel good about you. And, you know, I think the number one thing people really realize, you know, whether you're, you know, and everybody is selling themselves. Even if you don't necessarily have a product, every time you walk into a room, you're interacting with people. There's an interaction kind of going on where there's exchanges that are happening. And we're seeking to feel connected and hopefully be authentic with one another. And in that authenticness, there's a sense of, you know, showing who we are. Just like keeping up my, you know, I'm intrinsically entering the room before I actually even get there. So, because our energy and our vibration is bigger than we are. So, of course, it's going to be entering in at a different level. So I think that's one of the neat things that's happening on the planet right now is we're all kind of coming to a new level of having a little bit thinner, boundaries when it comes to a sense of knowing one another and allowing each other to really come from a place of, like, what's really real for me right now in this moment and how can I be authentic with you and know that you're being authentic with me. And, we weren't necessarily going to talk about Japan tonight, but I was actually watching something on the news and the parody shows and stuff are making fun of the fact that Japan isn't freaking out and everyone's having long lines and having to deal with things like that. But they're all doing it in a very respectful way. They're all recognizing that, you know, we're all here, we're all dealing with this, but, you know, we can be very respectful to one another and value one another as human beings, which I think is a really lovely modeling that we're moving into on a different level on the planet.
There is something definitely afoot. That is for sure.
Yeah, you got to be pretty much blind and dumb not to say that, you know, we're definitely not in the same planet that we were, you know, even a couple of years ago. We're definitely having a lot of shifts.
And I think, too, you know, we spoke about this, too, you know, I blog for the Huffington Post, and my latest blog is about this whole thing about business is personal. And, you know, I quote that line from You've Got Mail when, you know, he said it wasn't personal, it was business. And maybe a few years ago that made sense to me, you know, when I started my career anyway in, you know, recruiting onto sales. However, now I think it's the opposite. And I think, you know, especially now that Oprah's gone mainstream with poetry and how she quotes and how she says that she, you know, used to want to write the perfect poem. Now she just wants her life to be the perfect poem. You know, I paraphrase there. But there is something in that. And why can't business, I mean, it is a huge part of our lives. Why can't that be and shouldn't that be part of our poetry, you know, part of our expression in the world? I mean, I can't walk 3 feet without bumping into someone who has some mission that they want to make a difference in the world. And if we show up connected and aware and grounded and paying attention, isn't that making a difference?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I think absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, kind of going back to the original theme for the show tonight about just having that sense of calmness. I mean, I love the metaphor of, you know, having something where you're doing some kind of diving and going underneath the roughness of the surface to where it is calmer and there isn't a more of a natural flow to things, and having it not be something that's just so rough on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So when we really can come to a place where we can be with one another and recognize and get connected to that deeper level of each other, how that can just be such a strong and just something that could really expand on a very, you know, a synchronistic level, that would be really wonderful for everybody. And, you know, it's the modeling. It's totally the modeling and being mentors for one another of what does that look like.
Yeah.
Gloria had been sharing with me before we got on the air that, you know, she goes out in traffic, and she got caught up in the traffic tonight. She was driving around. Hi, Gloria.
Me? I don't drive around.
Yes. We were sitting at the cafe a little before everybody else got there, so we were sharing a little bit about, because, I mean, the last couple of years, I know personally, I mean, I'll get out into traffic, and it would just drive me nuts. People speeding around, just being crazy, and you're like, what the heck is going on? And I finally, I don't know, it's just been the last 3 or 4 months that I'm just in this more of this place of openly allowing and just wanting everybody to be safe. And if that, I'm, you know, I've gotten to where I'm, you know, comfortable. I'm driving the speed limit. I'm giving people space. And, you know, the only person I'm really responsible for is the person who's right in front of me. Everybody else is going to do what they do. And I'll just try to make my intentions known on whatever level and just seek to be, you know, safe so everyone can be around me.
But you've been
driving. And I think that's what we're talking about, too.
You're way out there, right? I mean, you're, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's quite the accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, I have a couple younger, my daughters are both looking at me like, I don't want to get out on the freeway, are you kidding? But, you know, along with that, too, is like if you're a California driver, you know, there's certain times of the day when, you know, there's just times of the day, unless I really have to be out in that rush of traffic, I'm not going to put myself in that circumstance anymore. You know,
yeah,
I always feel a little bit later or sooner, and, you know, we just don't want to be one of the, you know, the minis that are out there, you know, commuting, as it were. So, you know, after about 8:30 or 9 in the morning, you can get around pretty easily until about 2:30. You know, that midday is about the time you want to be able to get around and do what you got to do. And there's lots of times I won't even get on the freeway. I'll opt to, you know, take side routes and things like that just to make things easier for myself and others. So it works out pretty good. But, you know, going along with that about being – just getting out of that rough water with one another. I mean, sometimes I think, too, is one thing I've noticed is that rough waters of everybody feeling like they've got to have their story out there. There's so many people that, you know, like, oh, let me tell you about my day. You know, like, well, really? Do we need to talk about the day? You know, maybe not. You know, because, like, you know, is it really important or is it just something that, you know, you just feel like you, I don't know, somebody has to vent or something like that. But if I'm just being something pleasant, and looking at, you know, what can I be grateful for? What am I appreciating? Instead of getting into something that's basically just going to be a downer for everybody instead.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a level of being authentic. I have a friend of mine that, Kathy, and Kathy used to be on the show all the time. And Kathy and I both really, and it just kind of naturally happens when we talk to one another, we really don't come from a negative perspective. We come from that positive perspective and appreciating what we're learning or valuing. So when we have conversations, you know, we both kind of are in awe with each other by the time we finish because it's this positive experience instead of having it be each person's dumping, you know, and then we get off the phone. So I guess it's just a matter of the kind of mindset and the kind of relationships that you're wanting. and you know, dealing with that. That's the reason why I really was happy to meet Carolyn and being so impressed with her. Her enthusiasm is very contagious. Oh my gosh. Carolyn, you just have this great, well, let's just do it kind of attitude. So it's really wonderful to be around that and to just get caught up in that kind of, you know, it's, you know, am I going to be in the problem or am I going to be in the solution? I want to be with fellow people who want to be in the solutions.
Right. Well,
you know, and the positive things.
One of the tools that I use for my clients and myself is, you know, journaling is great for this. And it doesn't have to be anything artistic. It can be a list, you know, and just call it wins, appreciation, your gratitudes, whatever, you know, gratituding. We can make up a new word. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just at the end of the day, I mean, what do you appreciate? What are you glad for? What, you know, what amazing things happened? And it could just be, you know, I'm grateful for the cat sleeping next to me on my desk. I mean, it could be as simple as that. And
mm-hmm.
I think when we focus on that, it grows. And
I've also heard on a psychological level that whatever you're thinking about, when you fall asleep, you'll wake up in that same mindset.
You know, a lot of people ask themselves a question before they go to sleep. There is that the brain works in a way where if we ask it a question, it'll look to solve it. So
mm-hmm.
why not ask it a positive question? Like, you know, how can I even, you know, how can I even reach out to more people tomorrow than I did today, you know, or
mm-hmm.
or how can I show up in this moment or, you know, for this event and really get what I'm supposed to receive and, you know, share what I'm supposed to share. You know, I think it's a way of, you know, it's that whole thing of when we buy the red car and then we see a bunch of red cars, because now our mind
mm-hmm.
is open to it, and it's that suggestion.
That's amazing. Is that? I always just think that's an amazing thing. Is like, or I'll be thinking of a friend of mine, and they'll have a certain kind of car, you know, and I may not be connected to them in that moment, but all of a sudden, I'm seeing all that, you know, that person's car like everywhere.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know,
so
it's amazing. It really is.
The way it's our perception broadens. I mean, whatever the magic is about the brain, it's you know, that kind of thing, and we can, you know, we can actually change our brain waves through meditation and positive
mm-hmm.
speak and all that. It's really kind of
mm-hmm.
a cool organ.
It's a very, very, very cool. Well, you know, and you know, some would say that there's been so much research about the heart, and they've actually found that the heart itself has a brain. So in connecting ourselves on a heart level to everything,
yeah.
you know, when we're talking about thinking, you know, we're knowing now that the heart really thinks too, that says something so much more profound than just thinking it's just a thought, but it's something that's transforming into energies that are going in a lot of different levels. I guess the megahertz off of the heart are like five times as powerful
yeah.
as the brain itself. Mm-hmm.
It's actually, yeah, because I've been doing some research for something that I'm writing, and it's
mm-hmm.
definitely the heart reaches out. If we're going to look at like a circle around us, it reaches out a lot further than the brain. And so if we're talking about energy or any of that, yeah, you know, leading from your heart is a pretty brilliant business maneuver, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I think it makes us feel good.
Well, you know, instead of going for the gut, go a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Work your way up just a little better, you know, a few more inches up and see what's kind of going on that level with everything. It can be really a profound thing, a very, very profound thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of it's just allowing yourself on whatever level to just kind of temper that. And little by little, just going back to like, you know, well, you know, put your hand to your heart and to say, you know, let me contemplate that for a second and see, how does that feel? How does
yeah.
that feel? I bet journaling, that would be a great exercise for journaling, is just, you know, maybe focusing on your heart and then writing what you think your heart is feeling or sensing.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of exercises. We used to, I've been doing personal development type work for what seems like a million years, but maybe almost 16, 17 years ago I started that. And there is this, there's so many exercises to write as something. So, or to write to something. So you know, I'm just making this up right now, but you could write to your heart. You could write as
mm-hmm.
your heart. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm I'm heart, I'm resilient, I'm strong, I'm beating, I'm, you know, I mean, I'm nourishing, you know, all these things that our heart does, which, you know, is a part of us. And so, I mean, that would be kind of an interesting exercise, and everybody would have a different perspective of what that would be. And it's, that is part of us. So if you're, if that's all you, if someone writes all those things, they are all those things, and that's empowering to see, hey, I'm strong, I'm beating, I'm powerful, I'm nourishing, I'm, you know, that's a nice exercise to come to at the end, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, and just like you're saying, I'm sure, you know, doing it in a collective would actually be just a totally different level to take it to, and you could actually get everybody in the same, you know, room or whatever, just really connected on a certain level, and then have everybody have, like, one kind of a question, and then have it opened up to the more like a, the oneness of everyone's heart, and what does that look like, and then they can be really profound.
It's fun.
Yeah, very, very fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very cool. So do you have any upcoming things that you want to let people know? We got about 3 minutes left, and I'd love for you to be letting people know about some opportunities to be able to work with you.
Yes, definitely. They can always go to my website because there's always different ways to work with me there in terms of, you know, one-on-one and long-term, you know, like a six-month, you know, moving you forward type of, I hate the term package because I like to create whatever someone needs. I am doing a coaching call on Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can email me at carolyn@essentialselling.com. I can send you the link. It'll be, depending on how many people, an hour or no more than 90 minutes. I want everybody to get what they need. And really just come with your questions in regard to heart-centered selling, heart-centered business. You know, how do I get my message out there and stay true to who I am? Any questions that you need some support with, and we will do some laser coaching. And it's really, really fun. I have a great time.
Well, and you make it really affordable, too. Are you charging like $45 or what is it?
$45 per
person.
So, and it, you know, that's the beauty of the telephone. We can do it at an affordable rate, and everybody gets what they need. And I love doing these calls. They're so much fun. So, yeah, they can email me at carolyn@essentialselling.com, and I will send them what they need. And they can always reach out if they have a question or need something, at Carolyn at Essential Selling, and we can see how we're meant to work together.
Okay, and do you also have Essential Selling on your Facebook?
I do. You can find me at, you can find Essential Selling, and I have a page there on the Facebook that when you do go to it, it has like 500 people, so go to that one, because when you pull up Essential Selling, for some reason, Google puts something in there, and I don't know what that is. So, but it's Essential Selling, and yes,
that old Google.
Go there. Yeah, right. But you can go there, and you can also find me at Carolyn Rothstein Zeal at Facebook too, and be my friend.
Well, yeah, it's always good to sign up and be the friend thing. So that always works out really good.
I love
Carolyn, thank you so much for being on again, and we'd love to have you come back in the future so you and I can talk about that and see if there would be any way you want to be coming on just as more like a regular, depending on what works for you.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you continue to come on and give us your wisdom and be able to let us know all the current upcoming thing on there. I know. We're down to our, you know, 30 minutes goes so, so quick. But again, wanted to thank you so much for coming on and noshing a little bit with us. And we really just want to encourage everybody, you go to sleep tonight and just be asking a question of your heart and having a wonderful way to wake up in the morning and have the answers to, you know, all the problems of the world. There we go.
Yeah, thank
very,
you so
very
much.
Very, very wonderful thing. Oh, you're
Take
welcome.
Care.
So much.
Okay, well, thank Jamie for being with us tonight and also Miss Gloria.
Of course.
And we will see you guys next week at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening
you.
Filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com. and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.